Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pavlin here, and welcome to episode 481 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And we have a great question today from Scott. Before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, a brand new one called Earth Class Mail. Earth Class Mail moves your snail mail to the cloud, giving you instant access 24/7 and integrates with the tools and services you use every day. You also get a real professional address to share publicly with customers, business partners, and investors. Now, I've checked out Earth Class Mail, and I think it's a brilliant solution that's perfect for business and independent entrepreneurs of all types. Visit earthclassmail.com/pat, and you'll get your first month of service for free when you sign up. Again, that's earthclassmail.com/pat. All right, here's today's question from Scott.
Hey, Pat, super long-time listener. This is Scott McCusker, owner of Cybergroove Agency. It's cybergrooveam.com. So, listen, I'm number one Google result in my niche. So, basically, that's drum and bass bookings. And also, there's a lot of other electronic music genres that I'm part of that I push out. That I also am number one at Google result. I'm trying to figure out how to leverage that in order to bring more actually money into the business or get more leverage in the business, because I know what it obviously does, but I'm just trying to see what to do with it. All right. So any help would be awesome. And yeah, dope, man. Keep on doing what you're doing. Thanks.
Hey, what's up, Scott? Thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. Now, I was looking at your website and analytics in and around the target keyword you mentioned, drum and bass bookings. And I looked up drum and bass bookings in Google, and you indeed came up number one, which is great. But then I did some further analysis on that particular keyword, and it doesn't seem like it's getting as many searches as you might think. The search volume per month is just in a couple hundred, so you might not actually be getting that much pull from that particular keyword, even though you're ranking number one, because the number of people searching for that keyword is actually obviously really important. Now, I also typed in your URL into semrush.com. If you go to semrush.com and type in your domain, you get a lot of interesting information about it. And in the keywords section, in terms of what things you're ranking for right now, I see the top most searched for keyword that you're ranking for right now is drum and bass artists. And that has a search volume simply of 480 per month. So that one isn't even that month. And you are ranking in the 69th position on that one, which is obviously way deep in the Google search, which isn't going to really help that much. But no matter what, it doesn't really matter how people find you. It seems like your business is going and growing, which is great. But I think the most important thing is no matter how people find you in Google, and there are some other long tail keywords that people are probably finding you for, and you mentioned that there's some other keywords that might be completely different and that you are getting more traffic for. So that I'm not totally concerned about that. But I am concerned about the homepage or the landing page, the what people see when they come to your website. And I came onto your website, and it looks very, very old. I don't know if it doesn't look very updated, and it's very static, and it looks just it doesn't look like a website that people would land on and want to interact with today. And I'm just giving it to you real. And if you want to get confirmation of this, I recommend you all go to a website called peak.usertesting.com. This is a very interesting website where you can plug in your URL and press start, and you're going to hear a 5-minute video of a real person using your site or your application. And then you can also pay to have more people do this. There's a pro version of it too. But peak.usertesting.io. If you want to get confirmation of what people think when they get to your website, go there. And it reveals some interesting information. Now, I will say that some of the reviews are just kind of outlandish, but generally, if you start to watch a few of them, you'll get to see a pattern, and then you can make changes from there. So what I would recommend is trying out different landing pages or websites or templates or themes that will help you get people to stick around on your website, because I'm really curious of what the bounce rate would be. I don't have access to that information right now, but I can imagine it being very high, which is not good. You want people to click around and look around. I mean, it even took me a while to find your About Us and what really you do. And, I see a list of all these artists here, which are great, but even the text is all image. So all the names of these artists here, which are great images. I would recommend keeping these, of course. But the text for them is within that image. So it doesn't even keep track of those artists for you in terms of the Google robots and search and things like that. So there's a lot of improvements that can be made website-wise. And I think when you do that, you'll get even more traffic coming in, because Google's looking to share the top results, the top resources for particular keywords that people are searching for. So, the most useful websites, the ones that have the best user experience, and that includes bounce rate, that includes time on the site, and all those kinds of things. So, Scott, I hope that helps. I hope I wasn't too hard on you, but I'm just being honest with you right now. So I hope that helps. Yeah, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt. And best of luck to you. For anybody else out there who has a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much for all of your questions. You are what make this show possible, of course. I also want to thank today's second sponsor, which is Braintree. So Braintree is a payment solution. It's actually a full stack payment solution. It gives you support for all payment types if you're accepting payments from customers. All payment types, including Android Pay, Apple Pay, PayPal, Bitcoin, Venmo, credit cards, whatever's next, all within a single transaction across all platforms. They have superior fraud protection, customer service, and fast payouts. To check it out yourself, visit BraintreePayments.com/Pat. Again, that's BraintreePayments.com/Pat. Thank you so much for listening, and I appreciate it. I look forward to serving you tomorrow in the next episode of Ask Pat. Until then, here's a quote to finish off the day by Peter Drucker. He said, "Entrepreneurship is neither a science nor an art. It's a practice." Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable. And the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week, so you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.